The alleged killings by U.S. Marines in Haditha are being compared by some to the My Lai massacre during the Vietnam War. Retired Army General Robert Scales says there are some parallels, but the two incidents have some distinct differences.
I was serving in Vietnam as a battery commander when news of My Lai began to filter slowly out of the stateside media 37 years ago. I was deeply, deeply saddened then. Reflecting back over many decades, I can see some unfortunate connections between My Lai and what allegedly happened in Haditha. My Lai taught the lesson that the object of modern wars isn't to overcome tyrants or to conquer territory, but to shape opinions and win the allegiances of alien peoples. In wars such as these, small unit actions have strategic consequences. What's done by soldiers and Marines, many just out of high school and exposed to the faceless brutality of the enemy, will inevitably reverberate throughout the entire theater of war. When innocents die, America loses another set of allegiances, and the road to success becomes steeper and more uncertain. But Iraq isn't Vietnam. And if the allegations of the murder of civilians are substantiated, Haditha won't be My Lai. They're dissimilar in scope and response. My Lai was precipitated by officers and executed, literally, by more than 100 soldiers. Haditha involved a squad, perhaps less than a handful of Marines, led by a junior sergeant. If the reports are true, too many innocents died at Haditha. But deaths there numbered in the tens. Hundreds died at My Lai. In a larger sense, Haditha won't be My Lai mainly because My Lai happened. In past wars, incidents such as these committed by Americans against German, Japanese, Korean, and Vietnamese soldiers and civilians were passed off as unfortunate consequences of war. But My Lai taught the lesson that in modern wars, violence must be constrained. That there are consequences when the rules of war are violated, not just by dictators, but by lieutenants and non-commissioned officers as well. And when incidents occur, they must be brought quickly to light, no matter how painful that process. Haditha will be different because those charged with finding the truth will do so with celerity and dispatch. I happen to know the general charged with discovering ground truth at Haditha. Pete Corelli is a very good man, schooled in Baghdad and the Balkans, and well-versed in the consequences of delay, obfuscation, and denial. Unlike My Lai investigators, he'll find the truth quickly. That is my hope. So watch closely what happens over the months ahead. Follow the trail of evidence yourselves. You'll discover, I think, that we've learned from the past. And tragic as Haditha might have been, today's military leaders, unlike those of my generation, will quickly find the truth.
Robert Scales is a retired Army Major General. You can read a range of other opinions about Haditha in our Differences of Opinion section at npr.org.